AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Storm preparations are shifting into high gear along the East Coast, where a winter storm of epic proportions is expected to bury the mid-Atlantic states starting tomorrow. A Department of Transportation engineer in Delaware says trucks are loading up with salt.
We're preparing for 2 feet. I hope we get less than that. But, you know, Mother Nature will determine that.
The governor of Virginia has declared a state of emergency and called up 500 National Guardsmen to help folks who live in rural areas. The governor of Maryland will do the same tomorrow morning.
This is predicted to be the worst storm our state has seen since Snowmageddon in 2010.
That storm dumped 30 inches of snow on Maryland. Taking a break now from storm preparations on the East Coast, let's shift our attention to a story making news on the West Coast. The naturists in Orange County, California, will have to stop going au naturel if they want to keep using the Huntington Beach Gym and Pool. Since 2007, the group has rented the facility for private gatherings, at which time members play basketball, volleyball, and swim, all while buck naked. The Orange County Register reports the gatherings came to an end back in September after the city manager signed a resolution banning gymnasium nudity. Fred Wilson says it was just too difficult for city employees to get their work done in the presence of naked people. A student pilot from Taiwan is feared dead after his F-16 fighter jet from Luke Air Force Base near Phoenix crashed today in a remote area of northwestern Arizona. And the state of Alabama has executed a convicted killer tonight after the Supreme Court refused to issue a stay of execution. This is AP Radio News. A judge's comments could bring an abrupt end to a New York trial over defective ignition switches in GM cars.
The trial was expected to help set parameters for hundreds of lawsuits against General Motors over cars with faulty ignition switches. But barely a week into the proceeding, the judge declared the trial almost worthless as a settlement tool. Judge Jesse Furman made his comment after numerous holes were shown in the claims of Robert Scheuer. The Oklahoma man said he suffered multiple injuries when the airbags in his 2003 Saturn failed to deploy in a 2014 crash. The judge urged both sides to think long and hard about whether they really want to present the case to a jury or just leave it to him to rule. Warren Levinson, New York.
For the second time in 3 weeks, a skydiver has been killed in Arizona. This time, the victim was from Colorado. On New Year's Eve, a man from Utah fell to his death during a jump at Skydive Arizona. The FAA is investigating. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.